Moin moin, hallo, hello and welcome to germanpodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. Today we want to talk about when to use the informal du or the formal sie in German. I've got a very interesting letter from Sasha from Oklahoma. She asked me about it and she told me, and I personally didn't realize it, that English-speaking people have problems with it because they don't have it. They have you and you, so you don't have the formal and informal distinction. And you always use the first name very fast. So in Germany, and in Switzerland as well, this is more formal. Like, if you don't know a grown-up, you always use the formal sie. And only with friends, you use du. So that's a simple rule. With friends, you use du, informal. With foreigners, grown-ups, you use the formal sie. And with children, you always use the informal du. That's a basic rule, but of course there are exceptions. The first exception is the internet. The internet is, yeah, it probably comes from A, that there are so many English people, and B, that the internet community started very small, everybody knew each other, so everybody used the informal du, and it continued. So on the internet we mostly use du, except if I write an email to my bank or to my boss maybe, I use a formal sie, but usually if I don't know the other guy and I don't know if he's grown up or a kid, I don't know anything about him, I use du. And that's of course why I use du with you, my listeners, as well. So what about first names? We have some companies, mostly companies that work closely with English or American companies, that use the first name and the formal sie. But it is highly unusual. Normally we use sie and the last name, so I say, hello Mr. Müller, or I use the first name and du, so I say, hi Jim. But I won't use the first name and sie. And then we have the universities, where every student is using the informal du. So students talk to each other using du, and in student cities, cities where there are a lot of students, you usually assume that somebody, I would say below 30, that's probably a student and they probably use du. So in those cities, du is much more used, even in shops or in bars and restaurants. You always assume it's a student, and as everybody assumes it, everybody is using the informal du to people below 30. And of course, students use a formal sie to the professor and vice versa. So, student to professor is a sie, but students to each other is always du. And then we have the Miss and Mrs. thing. So, we don't have that in German. I mean, we have it, but nobody, I mean, really nobody uses it. So, nobody uses Guten Morgen, Fräulein Schmidt. We always say Frau. No, I can't remember having used Fräulein even once in my life to address somebody. And for men, we always use Herr, except if he has a title. So we say Guten Morgen, Herr Schmidt, and Guten Morgen, Herr Dr. Müller. And to women, we always say Guten Morgen, Frau Schmidt, or Guten Morgen, Frau Dr. Müller. One final note, if you come to Germany to work here and you start a new company, I can't help you. It's as simply as that. I'm new in a project where I work for a new company, and so I have this situation. I came there and I didn't know whether to say du or sie. So I always asked, do I say du or sie? We have a du culture in our company. So everybody is using du, but we have a lot of customers in there as well, and our customers come from banks, and so I always say sie if he is wearing a tie, and I always say du if he doesn't, and if I'm unsure, I just ask, do we say du or sie? And that's okay. But usually, in most companies nowadays, we use du, except in the banking field. The banks are more formal, especially here in Switzerland, and they always wear a tie, and they always use sie. Okay, I hope that makes it clear. If it doesn't, please don't hesitate to ask me. You have my email address. Ask me and ask me for other things you want to know about culture and trends and norms here in Germany or in Switzerland. Okay, now to the informal part of our lesson. This week we peaked 1300 listeners. That's great. That's unbelievable. I didn't realize it would become so popular. So I have to think about getting more serious about it. Stop having fun. No, I don't think so. Anyway, thank you all for all the emails I received. Dozens of emails this week, and I couldn't answer all because I'm currently working close to 60 hours, and when I come home in the evening, I'm just dead tired and don't want to spend an hour on my personal computer as well. But I really, really appreciate it, so thank you again. Okay, we have Friday around noon. The weather is finally starting. Yeah, I can see the sun. The weather is getting better. So I'm certainly going to make one or two another lessons this weekend. And I have some very interesting ideas. I got some very good input from you. So I'm maybe not this week, but certainly during the next week I will make a special session. So look forward to the next weekend. Okay. Yeah, now I have to go back to work, so have fun. I wish you a good start of the weekend, and say tschüss.